those two girls catch up.
Potty time.
Potty time. Speaking of which, I did tell you guys that. I'm just going to myself now because I'm tired at the end of it. I told you that I'd bought Gotta Go Flamingo.
Yes, you did tell us. There you go.
I think I bought it for myself. I think I'm the only one excited.
Are you holding it until Christmas?
Totally. It's in the gift cupboard.
You have a gift cupboard?
Yeah, everyone has.
Is that like a promo cupboard? Like, you know how our work has the promo cupboard? It's just got free stuff?
It doesn't have much in it, I tell you. It's just got to go
for one in your own house. What, do your kids know where the gift cupboard is?
No, they don't.
Are you sure? Because as a kid,
no, they
my
don't.
Parents didn't think I knew where
They're
stuff was and I knew where
so
everything was.
So unaware. They are so blissfully unaware.
That's what you think. Where's Sarah?
She's busy on Dot Dorsal Watch. She's obsessed with a new Facebook page. Well,
dorsal watch, like a dolphin
no,
fin.
No, 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 like a shark
like
fin.
Like a fin. Shark a fin, dorsal whatever. Is
Nobody
it.
Nobody wants
anything.
To hear where the dolphins are, okay?
I do.
No, my my sister tagged her friend in a shark sighting near where her friend was staying on the Gold Coast. And you know when your friends tag and then you see their activity. And so anyway, I've become obsessed with this page called Dorsal Shark Reports Australia. And they're all public generated things, like yesterday at Mermaid Beach at 5 p.m. Burley at 5:30 p.m. Great white bump. Large white shark came from below and bumped into the back of my board. Turned around to see it take off and head up the coast. Scariest encounter of my life. And then basically you see other people like 5 p.m. Mermaid Beach. Large great white shark seen from shore.
Actually, you know what? That's inspiring me to watch a shark movie today.
Jaws?
No, I watched that recently with the kids.
Is it any good? I can't remember it properly.
It's fabulous. Well, you know what? The funny thing about Jaws is that it's actually quite a slow-moving movie until you get well and truly to the middle. It's not even, it takes quite a bit to get into.
You know they've still got that set at Universal Studios in LA?
Do they?
Yeah, it's like the harbour.
Oh, yeah.
Amity Beach.
So when you look at how big that is, it's actually like, I'd say the size, well, it's like the size of a football field. Maybe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's not small, but it's not as big as you imagine when you see it.
Yeah, wow.
I still can't swim in a swimming pool by myself for a long period of time without my imagination starting to
think there's a shark in there.
Think there's a shark. It's the most stupid, illogical thing. But if I'm swimming laps, I'll just start thinking like,
what if
someone
gets through the filter?
Imagine there was a shark chasing you right now. And it will eventually just be like, I'm just going to get out of the water. Weird. But I know that's not completely uncommon.
No, no. A lot of I can think.
But in your own pool.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Where you know you have not
you
put a shark in there.
You just start imagining things. When we were kids, we always had, well, not always, but we had one particular pool that looked like a lagoon.
Yes.
So there were trees over it.
Solid
imagination.
There
were rocks. And it looked like an estuary, if I'm honest. So my sisters and I, we were given a blow-up crocodile for Christmas one year and none of us could swim in the pool. What a stupid pool toy was in there. How dumb.
I've had snake encounters in the water before and that is scary.
Ooh.
Like, as in like ocean snakes, water snakes, but they are fast.
Yeah.
That is scary. I won't forget that. We were in Vanuatu once with Mum and, well, Dad was there, but Dad doesn't like the water much because he's an actual Frenchman, not a Pacific Islander like Mum, my sister and I.
Is that a thing? Is it French don't like the water?
French don't like the water. Dad, Mum had to teach Dad how to swim. He's northern France, though, and like back in the day, you know. Anyway, so Dad was on the shore and Mum, my sister and I were out on one of those, what were they called, pedalos?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you
with
used to call
it? With the giant wheels.
The giant wheels out in just absolutely beautiful in the waters of Vanuatu. Clear, crystal clear. And we thought, oh, we've just got to jump in. It was just so hot, so beautiful. We jumped in. And then we saw one of those striped, those black and yellow striped.
Oh, yeah.
And they're so long.
Yeah.
And they're venomous. Quite venomous.
Yeah.
And because the water is so clear, you can see that thing from ages away and you're just So we've never swum that fast trying to clamber up on the bloody pedalo and the thing is moving, you know, like it's impossible to get up
on that. And
that
was when you were kids and you had more core strength than any adult.
Oh, God.
You know when I see people and they jump off a boat into the ocean and they climb back onto the boat and they seem to do it quite gracefully? I can't even get out of a pool. You know how people just like lift themselves up? Yeah. I'm like one leg up, one shoulder.
roll out.
So, yeah, points for getting on the paddle that quickly.
Yeah. Oh, God. I used to love those things. They're so much hard work, though.
Mm. Yeah. I had an uncle. He and my uncle and my dad went, they had a dinghy and I was little and they would go crabbing and we were in Bundy somewhere, must have been somewhere in the Burnett River, and I was in the boat. I must have been about 7, and all of a sudden they were pulling a crab pot out.
Oh, no.
And all this splashing starts.
Oh.
I'm under not the hull of the dinghy, but you know that little ending, and I'm in there, and I'm like, what is it? What is it? And Dad and Hoffy were like, it's a crocodile. It's a crocodile.
That's not
And they
nice.
Were slamming and banging them. Stay there, Sis. Stay there. Banging them.
They're off.
Honestly.
And it wasn't.
Arseholes.
What was it? Just a crab?
It was nothing. They were just doing it to freak me out. That's why I'm a resilient person.
That's why you have so much phobia around these things, because people have like
faked
it.
Isn't that, don't you like exploit people's fears when they're younger?
Yeah. I've got a mate that is afraid of peanuts.
Why? Because he's an anaphylactic?
No, he's always been afraid of peanuts, but the fear got really bad when he was like, I think 8 or 9.
Is it choking fear?
I don't know what it is.
What is it?
I don't know. He just says he looks at them and he gets scared of them.
Oh, that's so sad.
And his dad he crawled under the bed because his dad was chasing him with peanut butter. And then his dad just put peanut butter all around the outside of the bed, so he had to crawl through it to get out from underneath the bed.
Peanut butter's expensive.
Because his dad thought that would crush his fear.
Yeah.
But he had to crawl through the peanut butter and it made it like 10 times worse. And I remember I was at his house and he had his roommate had brought peanuts out for the table for the group.
Shells.
And he automatically went into like this really closed, like, and I was like, well, this is weird. I didn't know the fear at that point. And I grabbed the peanut and I threw it at him and he jumped across the table and punched me.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
Good.
Yeah. And I was like, I was so taken back by it. I was like, whoa, what? And then he explained to me the thing. I was like, oh.
Well, that's just it. Like, it seems humorous when you don't have that fear, but particularly over what we see as completely
harmless
inane, ridiculous things.
Sarah, don't bring it back up. Don't give me your nod from across the bloody desk.
It's your turn, girl.
Everyone knows my reaction. I wonder if we can get that audio of my toad reaction for our listeners.
Well, no, because I do still think that was
worst.
Phenomenal.
That
because
was
you didn't even realise until you were confronted
with it.
Well, I
mean, it's not the worst morning of my life. That would be ridiculous and very, like, insensitive to say that. But I was so terrified and so freaking stressed on that stupid day when we were doing Gold Coast breakfast.
And they brought
so
in from
angry.
The zoo, that the zookeeper brought in a bilby and a giant cane toad.
That went through our whole network, that story.
Rubbish. Oh, rubbish it did.
And Lise didn't know she knew she didn't like them, but she didn't know I would say paralyzing, but the thing is you moved with such a violence that there was nothing paralyzing about
it. Really angry.
Yeah, when you're scared.
When I'm scared. Really angry. It's that fight. Well, it's both. It's fight and flight because I
mean, trust you to
I
do
couldn't
both.
Get around.
It's supposed to be or.
Yeah.
Please, it's just both.
I'll do both.
Just like, I'll take you down.
And she's like punching, slapping me. Sarah, don't make them bring it near me. I'm backing up. It's all right. Crying. Jumping over the desk, breaking things. Everyone's like, what is going on here?
You know
Fifi the cane toad is just sitting there.
What else is scary, and this is a complete segue, how badly you two did in the one-word song game today.
Oh, God. Well, look,
I don't think we did badly.
You know what? Let's play it.
A tradesman blames his tools. We're the tools. You're the tradesman in this.
No.
Jace,
you're the tradesman.
I think we need to bring Scotty back to give you.
You do not need to bring Scotty back.
Tutorial. Scotty's on his. Guys, okay, Scotty got. Hold on.
Guys, in Scotty's last show, he made us guess. Scott was so over it. What did he make us guess?
It was. What were we talking about?
Oh, my God. What was it?
What were we referring to when we said this?
Oh, it was Scotty's quiz. We used to do this thing on Wednesday, Scott's quiz, right? And on his last Wednesday working with us.
He'd given up on life entirely.
Well, he was, you know what it's like when you're finishing a job? He just checked out. And he made us guess memories that he had. That somehow loosely involved us. And we got messages from people on Instagram listening. Being like, that wasn't a great quiz for the rest of us to play along with.
But, guys, in beautiful news, Scotty got married on the weekend. We haven't even touched on it.
I know. Well, his mum, Claire, still listens to this. Hey, Claire. And she shared the live stream wedding link with us the morning of.
Well, yes, because it was a COVID wedding and COVID we got wedding. To watch it from the comfort of our own bed.
Yeah, it was so nice.
It was
that
such
sounds
a
like the perfect wedding.
You know, it was such
Claire
a lovely ceremony.
Claire messaged me and she was like, well, the photographer had arrived at 11:45 a.m. or what have you, and it was 12 and Scott still wasn't there.
Oh, my God.
That's so
bloody
Scott.
Hell.
He would walk in at like 5 to 6 in
his
morning,
thongs.
5 to 5 in his thongs. Oh, God, he's a good kid.
Yeah, it was a beautiful ceremony. I really did. I cried. I actually cried.
Did you? I just thought it was lovely. When his bride,
vows.
Kim, walked in, it was on a, you know, it was a Facebook stream. So
yeah,
you couldn't see her walk in, but you could see her entire side of the family standing
staring
up.
At her, yeah.
And then as she walked in, everyone's face just softened. And they smiled, and it was just so beautiful.
The
just,
vows
you could feel
were beautiful.
The love for her.
They wrote their own vows, but they were really meaningful and really well thought out. And it was just lovely.
Yeah, I felt
he
a little bit
so
in love
happy.
With his wife too. Her vows. I didn't think anybody could outdo Scott's vows, but
her
but
vows
she
were
did.
Beautiful.
Hers were better, Scott. I'm sorry if you're listening, but they
I
were.
I thought
strong.
You were about to say I didn't think anyone could make Scotty as happy as us. That's what I thought you were going to say.
Oh,
I was like,
no,
oh my
I've
God.
never quite believed that. But yeah, Scott's vows were great, but then his wife Kim's were just like
and,
out of the ballpark.
And now they're honeymooning in
like
North
Cairns,
yeah,
Port Douglas kind of area.
Yeah, good for them, good for them.
All right, let's get into the show.
Good for them, good for
we'll
them.
Come back and we'll play another round of one word song to see if you guys can redeem yourselves.
Sure, Jace.
Those two girls.
Morning.
We have made it to the end of the week.
We have. And as it turns out, the 18th of September is a very special day for a large number of our listeners who tune in at this ungodly hour. They're often going to their work sites for the day. Yes, that's right.
What day is it?
National Tradie Day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Today's the day we just give a big shout out to
the guys
men
and gals.
Women who build stuff, fix stuff.
They're probably our core listeners too.
Yeah, definitely.
Did you already say that?
I did.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't really
I did, but it's good that you're focing.
Yeah.
It's
just give me one thing at a time, guys.
I love a blue collar. Love a blue collar.
I just think it's really hot to be able to fix things and just know how stuff works.
I think
like
it's
tradies
the way of the
have
future.
That. That part of their brain that I don't, it's missing from me, where they can look at something broken and know how to fix it or how to build it.
I've always told you that Dane always has this thing in his head that I'm going to run off with a white collar man.
Yes.
That's like his greatest like
that like a lawyer
insecurity.
Or a doctor is going to come along
I was like,
and whisk
mate,
you.
I have never once in my life been drawn to a white collar anything.
Yeah. One of my friend's husbands is a cabinet maker and he's been redoing all their kitchen cupboards and I just think
stunning. Stunning.
I feel it under the collar.
Do you feel like there was an era where like dads and stuff just knew how to do things?
Yeah.
Like my dad has built literally rooms, done all the electrical, everything under our house.
Yeah.
I know it's probably
oh,
not
definitely.
Legal, so
yeah.
I'm not gonna tell anyone where I live, but he does everything.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And then I go to me, if someone asked me to build a room, I wouldn't know where to
start.
Well,
they've all got kind of engineering type brains, I suppose. But I just assumed all men in particular could fix things because
my
dad could.
That's very sexist of you.
But back in the day, Lise, not now.
Very sexist of you.
But now, but not all men have that skill.
Happy Tradie Day.
All women.
Love you.
This is those two girls.
Can we get a discount for this if we need something fixed.
Sarah.
Cash. I'll pay cash.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
A lovely case of mistaken identity to make you laugh on a Friday morning. We've all been there. We've all thought we've seen something that is grossly incorrect, and such is the case for a bloke who walked into a petrol station and looked around for the hand sanitizer. You spot him on the CCTV footage taking in the lay of the shop, and he sees a container filled with red and blue liquid. He walks up to it, pulls the lever, and proceeds to sanitize his hands with red slushy.
I mean, that's has he like not been to Specsavers? That's a very big machine.
Yeah. Also, it has a massive dog on it, doesn't it? Like, doesn't have the slushy dog.
This one doesn't. It just looks like the two big
but
barrels.
The lever is huge on those slushy machines.
Well, we're in, you know, I feel like the hand sanitizers around the place in general keep getting bigger and bigger.
Well, that's true. So then what happened?
Nothing. He washed his hands and paid for his petrol. The story wasn't in what happened after he had a mistaken case of identity.
No, but I mean, like, if you've got sugary syrup all over your hands, you don't just shake that off and walk away.
Yeah, no,
do
she
you?
She said he went and washed his hands and then.
Where do you wash your hands at a petrol station? You need to get a key with a giant ladle on it and hope that they
what
have a toilet
with
around the back.
The utensils on a key.
You know it. You know it. Also, like they have signs saying there is no toot here. There is.
Yeah.
Because there's people doing 12-hour shifts. Where are they going? In the bushes? No. Yeah. So there is a toilet here.
I went into a servo the other day. One of my girls was busting and I said to the lady, may I use your facilities? I've got a little girl who can't hold on and I've got to get to boot camp. And she said, I'm sorry, we don't have a bathroom here. The nearest one is over the road, down the alley, past the cafes. But look, I appreciate you don't want members of the filthy public like myself using your torch. But we know that that's an out-and-out lie.
It is an out-and-out lie. And I think there should be a sliding scale of who you would let in.
I think busting children.
Busting children.
And the upper class.
No!
That's basically what you were saying.
Anyone who says facilities. Sarah, straight
through. As we left, my girl was like, Mum, stop telling people that stuff. I'm not even busting. It's like, oh, you're so embarrassing, Mum.
Again.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
131060, if you have a useless skill, I want you to call up now because yesterday our boss, Sarah, pulled me aside as I was walking out of the building and she said, hey, I don't know if you know this, but Jace, Lazy Jace, has an incredible skill and I don't think he's shown you two what he can do. And I was like, okay, what is this? So, Jace, I pose you the question. What is this skill you have?
And I like that you use the word incredible because it's not useless.
Okay, great. What is it?
I can tell if someone hits the snooze button just by looking at them.
On their phone, their alarm phone.
I mean,
in the morning.
That is truly useless.
I know, it doesn't do anything for anyone.
How did you discover you had this skill?
I don't know, it's just a vibe that I get from people.
Okay.
Well, like, I just know snoozers.
Well, you haven't.
There's a different vibe to
snoozers. We haven't asked you what you think of each of us, so we'll put you on the spot live now.
Well, you both don't snooze at all.
I don't
snooze.
See, I told you. It's like I just get a vibe from people.
And have you gone around the office and done this? Because obviously that's why she came up to me.
Yeah, because I did. I was doing it with her yesterday and she put me to a bunch of people and I got every single one of them right.
Was she a snoozer?
Abby?
Yeah.
No, she wasn't.
See, he can just go through his back catalogue.
This is so incredible. You're like Nostradamus.
Do you have a useless skill, Lise?
I think I feel I do. Okay, when I put something in the microwave and I set it to like, you know, the 2 minute time, whatever it is, I swear I get an innate knowing in my body 3 seconds before it's about to ding. And I go back to the microwave and I can remove my item before that annoying ding.
So you're saying that you can judge time.
I can judge time. Yeah. a microwave time at the very least.
Wow,
I don't know if it's
a regular little Doctor Who over there, aren't you?
I don't know if it's just because I hate the high pitched ding, and I will do anything not to hear it. But I swear it's like daily.
Okay,
you
righto. Well, this is completely useless and may explain why I need glasses. But I can individually move one eyeball while the other one still looks ahead.
Like a lizard. Oh my god. We're gonna put this up on our Instagram.
Stop that.
I don't know how I discovered it.
You know what we're
gonna
do?
I just know I've been able to do it since I was a kid.
We're gonna put the video of Sarah doing her chameleon eyes on our Instagram at Liz and Sarah. We're also gonna test me on the microwave later in the kitchen. But for now, 131060, what is your useless skill?
Let's go to Matt in Rocky. What's your useless skill?
I can spin a basketball on all of my fingers. I can bounce it off my knee, bounce it off my elbow at the same time. It's very impressive for my kids, but does nothing else in my life.
That is. I mean, I always admired the blokes who could do that.
I think what really gets me about Matt's useless skill is that he can spin the basketball on all fingers. Normally everyone had a dominant finger and it was the rude finger.
That's so true,
yeah,
Sarah.
That's
right?
What I had, yeah.
So that I feel like that's Matt's weird useless flex. Let's go to Brad in Melbourne. Useless skill, Bradlow?
Well, Matt's just maybe a little bit jealous because I've always wanted to be a professional basketball player, but I think I'm more a professional sleeper because I like to spin a pillow on my finger.
Okay. Like a regular old tontine, just spin
yeah,
that?
I'll just be watching a movie and before I know, one of my kids will go to me, Dad, why are you spinning the pillow? And yeah, I can always just spin a pillow on my finger, and I challenge family members always to go, hey, can you spin it longer than me? Because I can just spin it for a ridiculous amount of time.
And Brad, I can feel the joy in your voice. Like, this is your time to shine. You've never been able to reveal this in a public format, have you?
Hey, I'm a great couch potato.
I mean, truly. Yvonne, you're in Sydney. What's your useless skill?
Oh, hi. I can say the alphabet backwards really fast.
Okay. Well, you know we're going to put you to the test. Off you go.
Z, Y, X, and W, V, U, T, S, and R, Q, P, O, N, M, and L, K, J, O, H, G, C, D, and C, B, A.
That's ridiculous.
Yvonne.
You even did it in the sing-song tune.
That is...
Well, that's the only way I can do it. My dad taught me when I was little.
That is phenomenal.
So this is a genetic trait in Yvonne's family.
Yvonne's is not a useless skill. I would be pulling that out every single day of my life.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
My lone chicken, the last chicken we have in our coop, Sarah, has traversed quite a horrific month of near-death experiences. Listeners will know that I found our last chicken at the bottom of her little hen house, paralyzed, near death. And I just said, oh gosh, I gathered her in my arms. I brought her back up to the house and I thought she's got hours to live. She was skin and bones. She couldn't move, could barely open her eyes. I thought, this is it. I've nursed her back to health, Sarah, over the past month. Let me run through what this poor chicken has gone through and come through the other end.
Yeah,
beat
this
the
chicken
odds.
Was actually trying to die. You need to understand that. And Lise has revived her at least six times over.
At first, we thought it was Marek's disease, a terminal disease for a chicken. Then we thought, no, it's stick mites, a horrible type of thing that puts itself in their feathers, on their combs. Then she got an eye infection. I thought she was going to lose an eye, become cyclops. Then I had to dropper feed her. Like, she couldn't even bend her neck and peck. I had to feed her and water her. Near starvation. Then she got attacked by three neighbouring chickens, a gang attack. They mutilated her comb. Half of it came off. She was bleeding, the crown of her head bleeding. I thought, this is it. It's taken me a whole month. She is back. She is walking. She is feeding. She is pecking. And she is living her best life. So I put this to you. We need to rename her because the name Chook just wasn't doing her justice, Sarah.
Well, she hadn't been given a name in the first place because you never liked her, really. And I would visit your place place and you'd be like, that bloody chicken wants to come in the house again.
It did come in the house all the time. Now I love her. I have an affinity for her because she is a survivor.
So you're looking for chicken names.
I think I've come up with the ultimate name for this battler.
Well, I've got two suggestions for you to consider before you
open my heart to your suggestions, but I think I have the winner. But go for it.
Helen, because she's been to hell and back.
Look, I don't hate it.
Okay, what about this one? What about this one? Henby Better.
Oh, I don't
like
mind
Henrietta.
That.
Okay, no, I'm definitely going to go for mine. Good. Are you ready? I should have asked you for some music because there's particular music that I need for this, Jase. Do we have time for me to whisper it to you?
No, you got 40 seconds.
Okay.
So
well, get ready to type and find me the music.
Well, I don't know what music you want.
You'll know it when I say it because the name we've decided to call my survivor of a chicken is Clucky Falboa.
Please.
I mean,
please.
Clucky. Just let it sink in and appreciate the pun. Clucky. Yes, there she is. There she goes, pecking in the garden. Thanks to my love. Thanks to my care. Clucky Falboa. Even Dane said.
We're done, Sarah?
Oh,
you know what?
Good.
I'm going to rename myself to Helen.
Those two girls.
Here comes the one, na 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 na.
I'm only one word away.
Just one, just one, just one. Let's round out this week with some hideous singing from Lise and I as we both try and figure out what the song and title is based on one measly word Jase throws our way. There is a theme each week or the word stays the same. What is it?
Yeah, today's word is day or days.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, oh, gosh.
All right.
Just scream your answers at me. I'll choose who wins.
Okay.
First song.
Go again.
This
is like some... This is some grungy tune that Jase likes that is not
is
in
not.
Line with what who we are as people.
Oh, you're going to be mistaken when you hear it.
Go again.
Yeah. Sorry. I'll keep talking over it. Go again.
Aussie.
Days. Days. Oh, I'm still not awake.
No, I
don't know, Jase.
Oh, sorry. That's not the hook of that song. Oh. Here we go.
Somewhere in the rest we run. What is this?
Really? Here, you're
is
not
it
now.
Keith Urban? I would never have picked it.
Really?
Never. Never.
Never
really
in
thought
a
that
million
was up your aisle.
I mean, he's a country megastar.
He's Australian. He was born and bred in Caboolture.
Yeah, I know.
We know that.
Okay.
You better lift your game.
Okay. You better lift your game. Here we go.
Oh, it's a beautiful day, you two. It's a
beautiful day. Lee's is in.
Oh, well.
Pressure.
All right, I'll give it to her. She got the song.
Okay. For the win, Lee's.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Nickelback. Oh, won't demand to
I mean,
Oh, gosh. It's definitely Nickelback.
Yeah, we're both
fronted by the Paddle Pop Lion himself. Oh gosh, I don't know the name of it.
Someday,
somehow, I'm gonna wonder right now.
Jase,
I know you
come
wanna
on.
Get
this Jase. One better be a good one.
You cannot blame me for your lack of skill in this
game. It's not just us. We're getting messages on Instagram at Lee's and Sarah from people going, Scotty would never have done this, our former anchor.
And those messages are from me.
That's like talking
Scotty.
About an ex. That's like talking about an ex-partner.
I know.
Partner. Hurts. Okay, here we go. Next one.
I want you right here next to me. Love me, Jase, if it's the last. Dancing all night and having a blast, baby. I need you. It is that guy. Oh, my God. The Irish guy.
Ed Sheeran.
No. Oh, my God. What is his name?
Don't Google it, Lise.
Oh, gosh.
You
Irish
cheat. Love oh it each God. Day as if it's the
Cronin,
last.
Cronin!
Baby, I want you right oh here next to me.
What da, da, is da, that? Da, da, oh, my God. I know him. I know his beautiful face.
Ronan Keating.
I said Cronin. I did say Cronin.
You're way off. Keating does not sound like either of those.
But Ronan does.
Okay, yeah, give me that.
And what's the song called?
Loving Each Day. Okay, last one. Okay,
again.
And okay. I didn't want to get to this one because I knew you both wouldn't get this one.
Oh, God. This is the one we won't get.
Oh, what a surprise. For something different.
Here we go.
Go again. Oh, my God. It sounds like Midnight Oil.
It's Matchbox 20.
Jace.
All male singers.
Those were proper songs. It's not my fault you didn't get either of those.
Who picked the songs? Did you pick the songs?
I always pick the songs.
Can we turn it over to our listeners? We need you to jump onto our Instagram at Lise and Sarah. Tell us what you thought of that heinous round of our favourite game.
Also, jump onto my Instagram and tell me how useless these girls are at this game. Maybe we should get a new game.
Yeah, we'll give you tag a hand, give you tag a shout out.
Don't Jason give him that.
Strozky
_ Jace. People aren't going to be able to spell it. Don't worry about it.
Happy Friday, guys.
Bye.
So, there's a little bit of tension in the studio.
I'm just busy Googling shithouse grungy songs from the 90s that nobody remembers.
In
fact, there's a Reddit thread. Jace's crap.
If you want to write me a
crap playlist.
Just write me a list of all the songs that you don't know, and then I won't put
them
in.
It's not that. It's just I think you don't have your head around the genre of music that is appropriate.
Give me the genre.
It's like...
It's 90s.
Or current day.
Early
2000s. Like it could
2000s,
be Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
Could be Pink. It could be... It's pop-centric.
Yeah.
You've got to remember that when... the reason we made it themed with one word that is always exactly the same was because you girls were so bad at it. And so I tried to help you out with a theme.
But we did so well last
time.
But when you add a theme and you can only use one word, you limit the amount of songs that you can use.
Yeah, but why are you picking like Nickelback?
That's the only one you knew.
I mean, it's just a terrible sound.
I actually really like Nickelback.
I like Nickelback.
I really
yeah.
like Nickelback. Actually,
they're
I'm going to
really
listen to that
heavy,
on the way home. I
really
love Nickelback.
Heavy rock is really good.
It is very good. It is very good.
Like, it's just the commercial songs that people don't like. They're heavy stuff.
Yeah,
good.
I like that. They can hold a tune. All right, go.
Okay. There's no theme to this one, all right? It's just a word, so just
so
pick it. I'll tell you what the word is, actually.
Oh, no, don't do us any favours. Just choose a good song.
Okay, here you go.
We are never Taylor Swift. Getting never getting back together.
What's the title? Never Taylor Swift. Never
back
ever
together.
Taylor Swift.
Together,
back together.
Taylor Swift.
We're never getting back together.
Is that the whole title? It's so
That's
wordy, Taylor.
She could have condensed that.
She could have. But
never.
She doesn't have
Just
to.
Never.
But did you see how quickly it triggered a reaction?
Yeah, that was an easy one.
Okay.
Okay, here's a really hard one for you. And I need you to think. Back to a one-hit wonder.
Oh.
Actually, don't even worry about that one. I just listened to it. I didn't even understand that. I picked it.
No.
Who do you think this is?
No.
Okay, I'll give you another song that you might know
a
bit better.
Who was that? Hold on.
Oh,
Paris Hilton, Stars Are Blind.
She had two songs.
That's right.
Was that other one her?
Yeah.
Let's play it again, the other one.
I think it was the theme song for something.
It was.
Yeah, was it The Hills or something?
No.
Oh, maybe.
No.
Or maybe it was her own show.
Oh, it could have been.
You always forget Paris Hilton had a music career.
Yeah.
Well, I can't really call it that, but yes. Okay, next one.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Go again.
You know this one.
Go again.
It's a wide world.
Cat
Ooh,
Stevens.
Baby, it's a
wild
world. Yep.
I mean, beautiful. Beautiful.
See? We got it.
It's hard to remember.
Go again. You're going to learn this lesson.
Okay, here we go. Next one.
All in this together. The High School Musical.
All in
this together. Okay, so is this the, where we need to play in?
Yes.
Righto. I got one more. I got one more.
Lisa's got her head in her hands.
Why? She didn't like High School Musical?
No, no. She's like, yes, this is where we need to play in. Okay, go.
But these are all different words as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's it's Tina Turner.
What's love got to do? Got to do
I'm
with
loving
it.
You never. Stay together,
Sarah.
Tina Turner.
Correct.
That's it.
Correct. See, it's not that hard, guys. I just feel like sometimes when you're in the live show, you don't handle the pressure well.
We're going to let that slide because you've done so much for us this week.
Let what slide? I mean, it's easy to let something that you're responsible for slide. I get it.
Well, look, now we know that's the space we need to play in. Next
I feel like that's the space I have been playing
and
in.
It hasn't.
It's not the space.
What did we do today? Nickelback? We did... I can't even remember the other ones.
No. I've blocked them. I've repressed that memory. What's on the plan for the weekend? Oh, Elise, we're working again. So we've got weekend breakfast fill-in. So if you want more of our rubbish, Saturday and Sunday morning will be on. Yeah, you can download their weekend breakfast
Keep
podcast.
Us company.
What else? What are you doing, Jace?
I have my first weekend off in a very long time.
God.
So what are you going to do with it?
I think I'm going to go to the beach.
What beach?
I'm going to go to a nice breakfast tomorrow with my partner.
Yeah.
Where?
Which we do every Saturday.
Where?
Like, are you going to go to the Gold Coast Beach?
No, I think we'll go to Sunny Coast.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was going to say, if you go to Gold Coast, go to Paddock.
Oh, my God, Sarah.
I thought you were going to say, stop. Can you drop something off for me?
Where do you go for breakfast? A breakfast in the city?
No, so we go to breakfast in a place in Boondall, and I can't remember what it's called, but it's like this. It's like a Indian fusion sort of breakfast sort of thing.
Why?
But,
like,
I don't know if that's true. I'm just trying to remember the name.
What sort of dishes do they serve?
Well, I have like, it's like an avocado on toast sort
it's of. It's not Indian.
That doesn't sound very.
But like the mix, the other stuff that's on it. I don't think.
What, like some dukkha?
I think it's pronounced dukkha.
No.
I'm like Google it.
Is it like. I mean, avocado.
Maybe it's not Indian, but the owners are Indian and they're really nice and they make really good coffee.
What else do they serve there?
So what you're saying it's Indian fusion just because the owners are Indian?
No. There's elements of Indian food.
I'm going to a French restaurant on the weekend. It's just mum and dad's house.
It's French fusion.
They serve avocado on toast there.
Yeah, when you visit your best friend Belle, it's Italian fusion.
Do you know what's really funny?
It's called Arth Cafe and Restaurant.
Arth?
Arth.
Like there's a pain in my...
They're very good.
Okay, to give us some more menu items from Arth.
I'm not going to look up the menu.
I'm just not convinced it's Indian fusion.
It's in Hagum. Sorry, guys.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like Arth is a very specific name. People, when they Google it, will get it mixed up.
Anyway, they've got very delicious.
Okay, so you're going to Brekkie there, and then what beach are you going to?
Probably
What's
go to Sunny
favorite?
Coast.
What's your favourite beach?
I don't know my favourite because it's been so long since I've had a weekend that I can go to the beach.
I'm desperate to go to the beach too.
I went to the beach last weekend, guys. I've been.
Did you swim?
No, it was cold, but I took my pants off.
Wow.
And I waded into the shallows.
I'm hosting a family birthday breakfast for all our families who celebrated a birthday in August and September.
I don't feel sorry for you because you bring this stuff on yourself.
I don't.
You
this
do.
Is,
you always look at me with hang dog eyes like, oh, I'm hosting for 27 people again. you say you can do it.
No, John, Uncle John, who listens, regular listener.
Well, John, lift your game.
No, John is the John is my true north with this stuff because he always checks in on me because it's always either at John's house or my house. The baton has been passed from the oldies to John and I. And John
this is
has a
big Byron for the rest of
my
natural
God.
Days.
So he always checks in on me. It's like, are you ready to go for Sunday? What do you need? And look, I'm not going to complain because it's all like I've not outsourced, but I've just told everyone I've delegated. Mm. So John is bringing the croissants, which is a big ask, a big ask.
Okay, I've just set your
I'm doing
up.
Bacon and eggs, which was met with much French Rellos because they don't like a cooked breakfast. French people do not do a cooked breakfast, Sarah. And I'm like, too bad.
Well, this Arth restaurant does.
But that's Jace not, is that breakfast, Jace? What you're showing
they do,
us?
They do breakfast, they do lunch. They
wow,
do...
lead with love. It even has, that, look at that. I want to go to this. That's not breakfast, is it?
That's poached eggs on something.
Oh, yeah. Wow. On a hash brown with halloumi.
That looks incredible. Oh, look at that lemon meringue.
Oh,
look,
this is what I have for breakfast.
That okay,
that's
let's describe
eggs
it for
with
our
feta
listeners.
On
there's
fried halloumi. There's
some what do they call that? Is that
pico, tomato, pico de, red onion and
pico de gallo. That's very Mexican
base.
Though.
A bit of hollandaise. Mm.
South American pico de gallo.
Mexican fusion.
Pico de gallo.
Lisa's like Trump. I know words.
I know all I mean, the words. I know more words than most
just
people.
Just saying, Gaio is, of course, spelled G-A-I-L-L-O because the double L is pronounced yeah.
Anyway, this is my breakfast.
Oh, I can see a pickled something there. Look, that looks incredible. Okay, I'm gonna note that down because I think I need to go to this place.
Boondle's about 300 kilometres away. I'll never go there, but I love looking at the food.
Okay, is it in Tagum?
It's in Tagum.
In the shopping centre?
Yeah, that little...
Really?
I can't remember what they call it.
Oh, look at those crepes. All right. I'm going to...
Oh, it's on Rogan Road in Tagum. Yeah. Is that the Indian influence?
I don't know. All right. So I got it wrong. So...
Oh, my God.
No, it does look amazing. It looks
this
fantastic.
This is where it is, Liz. I've got the maps up for you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, thank you. Hold on.
There's
look
the Aldi.
This is really
oh, look, you've got the Aldi
front.
As the centre point
yeah,
for
Aldi
her.
There.
Okay. Yeah, I know where Coles is.
Salvo's
I know where
Aldi
is.
Next to the Blockbuster.
It's a kiosk, Sarah. It's a kiosk.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Okay, look, it's not close to me, but it's not too far
just
either.
Just don't go on a Saturday morning.
Too busy?
No, that's just when I'm
because
there.
No, you know.
He's like, if I have to look at your two faces for a minute longer this week.
I'm just going to rock up. No, I'll be working for the 17th day in a row, so it's fine. And if I show up, I'll just, I'll block you. I'll snub you anyway.
Just
I'll just talk to
yourself down, talk to Sarah.
The other Sarah.
Oh, good times. Well, that sounds lovely, Jace. And then just a Sunday, just a day of rest, a day of content.
Yeah.
The Sabbath.
I don't know. I actually I'll probably end up working, to be honest. Like, I just
don't work.
Or leave again.
Struggle.
With the sadness. Oh, I'm going gel balling. Mm. Oh, because you've organised it again, haven't you?
What's gel balling?
It's like skirmish.
Oh, nice.
It's skirmish.
What, with the guns and everything?
Yeah.
Where's that at?
Mango Hill.
That sounds fun.
Do you want to come?
A little bit.
Only if she can go down.
Dane is versing all the kids and he can't wait. He's like, I'm going to take him down. And I was like, well, can you like go easy a little bit? It's meant to be like fun.
That's the spirit.
No, it's meant to be. No.
He's like,
learn
absolutely
a
not.
We went to, we did a skirmish thing with our soccer team and all the dads. The problem with, this was when I was in Townsville, all the dads are army guys. Yeah. And so they split the teams up and somehow luckily I got on the army guys team. Like wow. I think there was two of the kids that got on the army guys team and I didn't know what to do because they're all like doing these calls and talking to each other and they're setting a plan out. And I'm just like, I'll just stand here and shoot some people. Okay. And they literally destroyed
the
other team.
We did do laser skirmish. Well, I did it for the first time last year. It was when we were on the school camp and we were doing the Gold Coast show. And I thought I had a broken foot, remember? I dislike it. It was so much fun.
Laser skirmish.
Yeah.
Is that the indoor one?
Oh, your laser tag?
Yeah, laser tag. Yeah. So you were the chest plate.
Yeah, we were outdoors. And...
plus it doesn't hurt.
Yeah. No, well, gel balling doesn't hurt.
What?
No, it's not paintball. It's gel ball. Gel ball, you can, any age can play, even 3-year-olds can play because it's a dissolvable gel ball.
Is that the one where they the guns look proper?
Totes, yeah.
Yes, because when I went to the Ecker, you could buy those gel guns.
Yes, yeah. You need a license though now. As of August, you need to, you have to have a license.
Because,
you've
got like handguns, you've got.
Yeah, yeah. And the ammunition is like you make it yourself, like you buy it, but then you DIY it at home. So it just comes out. It's just little soluble bullets.
Yeah.
So they don't hurt at all. Like you can shoot Minnie with it and she won't feel it.
But you wouldn't.
Hey, Minnie, come here.
Hey, Clucky Falboa, come here.
Guys, it is the greatest name. Come on. Even when I hear you say it, I'm so content that I've chosen it.
It's such a mouthful. That's
it's not, because you can shorten it to Cluck Cluck or Clucky. The other option was Flocky Falboa, but that's too much of a mouthful, the flock. And also, she's not in a flock
also,
anymore,
she's
is she?
She's a lady, and you've given her a male name.
Oh, Sarah, how sexist in this day and age. Who cares? What if she's not cisgendered?
Man, this music is the perfect for your argument right now. It's like,
see?
So pumper.
She is. She is a survivor. She has done it. Lucky Falboa. Here she goes.
The thing is, we also worked out that she's about 117 in chicken years.
How many chicken years to one human year?
Well, it's no one knows. The expert told us that those chooks are only supposed to live to 1 or 2 years, and she's already at 4.
Correct,
I'm just going to say this.
I think she's older than that.
This makes anything anyone says sound motivational. Can one of you
tell us more about your Indian fusion cafe?
Can you tell us a really lame story? Give us the lamest story you can think of.
Tell us about your Indian cafe again, to the tune of of Rocky.
No, but I have a problem where if I hear the motivational music, I tend to talk up things to better than they are.
What's a really boring story?
How I was getting leaves out of the pool.
Okay, go.
Yesterday.
Do it, Sarah.
Right. Okay. Yesterday morning, I went out to the pool and I saw that the barracuda was clogged again.
Oh, no.
So I knelt down on my knees and I hauled it in like the giant water snake that it is. And I kept it under the surface of the water because if it gets any air
in the
houses, it's terrible. And I picked out the gum leaves and the sticks that had clogged it. Then I released it back into the water and did the filter box. Then I went to the pool system and I backwashed the pool.
Nice. Yes.
And I brought that pressure down from 90 to 40.
Nice. I got to say, I listened to that story a lot longer than I would have.
It's because I'm so angry at our barracuda. Like, it is just a steaming pile of sugar honey iced tea, because I know we're not swearing in the podcast, but I feel so jealous, Lise, when you tell me you've got your little robot.
Got the dolphin.
It just goes around the bottom of the pool and picks it up. Whereas my thing, if it gets like a leaf that's bigger than 3 centimetres in it, it just fades and dies.
It's like me with my choking phobia.
That, yeah. It is. And then you
have
to
have a go
it.
Of talking to talking about something
okay.
boring to Rocky.
Here we go.
Okay. Yesterday I walked into the food pantry.
You gotta time it a bit. Okay. You've gotta time
Sorry,
it a bit better than that. All right.
I thought it was good.
Did you not do music at school? Do you not know how long the beat's going to go?
Lise's story just blew your whole theory that Rocky makes everything more inspirational. Nah, it doesn't.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch-up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.